Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3459 BN. Today's date is September 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Countries Preparing for World War III, Iran, Russia, China, Entire U.S. Military is Watching and Waiting. Talk about her health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now prepping for the final battle. And the final battle is the election. Now, it doesn't mean everything ends at the election because, again, the deep state players, when they lose, well, they don't want to give anything up. And they're going to fight and fight and fight to the very, very end. But you could see what they're preparing to do. They're preparing for World War III. And we could see that they have now sent a warning to Trump about Iran. We could see Russia at this point is changing its policies. If there are countries that are going to attack Russia, even though it's not nuclear, they can respond with a nuclear weapon. China right now has hacked into ISPs dubbed Salt Typhoon. Are they prepared and are they waiting for the right moment? Because think about what's happening right now. This is all now coming together at the same moment in time. And at the same time, what do we see? We're seeing the deep state being exposed, their pedo network, their child trafficking network, human trafficking, how their entire plan on how they're destroying this country. So all of this now is coming together. And Trump, he actually said something very, very interesting, that when he got the report from Iran, he said the entire U.S. military is watching and waiting. Now, once again, he's not in the White House. He's not the president, right? Biden is the resident, for those people that believe Biden is the resident, or Kamala is actually the resident because Biden turned everything over to Kamala. I think they're just going to confirm that in October where she becomes the acting president and Biden steps down and then he pardons his son and everything else. But it's very interesting that Trump would say something like this unless he's the commander in chief. And I do believe we are now coming full circle because remember, going back in time, Trump needed to make sure. And he's a planner. I mean, he builds these incredible buildings. He's able to complete things. He always has a schedule. He always has a plan. So why would you go into a situation where you had no plan whatsoever to take back the country? So you stepped into this role. You became the president, but everyone believes he didn't have a plan. He just stepped in and said, oh, I hope I can wing this. I hope I could just, hopefully I can, you know, put things right and we can all just take back the country. Do you really think he really did that? Or do you think he said, you know, something, we need a plan in place. We need to make sure that we have control and we need to make sure that we can wake the people up because according to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, it's up to the people to take back this country. So how do we do this? I do believe what he did was he planned this entire thing out, but it couldn't look like a plan. It couldn't look like he was doing anything because if it was that obvious, then who would know this? Oh, that's right. It would be the enemy. The enemy would know this. Do you really think the military, when we're in war, do you really think they come up with a plan where it looks like they actually have a plan and the enemy knows what their plan is? Or does it look like they have no plan And the military is doing one thing while they're doing another, keeping their enemy off guard. And then all of a sudden, the military strikes and the enemy didn't even know what happened. Do you think Trump might be doing something like this? I do believe so. And I do believe that he did take control of this country, that the military is able to operate on U.S. soil. The military is able to give him military intelligence. The military is protecting him and now giving him information on the assassination attempts. And now he's calling for the second assassin's phone to be unlocked. And let's see who this individual has been in contact with. And remember, everything that we're witnessing is to expose the deep state players, the system that we've been in today. And the system shouldn't surprise anyone at this point, unless, you know, they're listening to the fake news. The system is Hollywood. The system is the corporations. The system is the sports organizations. The system is DC, which is made up of the FDA, CDC, FBI, DOJ, you name it. That is their system. Expand that to the local prosecutors in the different states and the cities. That is their system. And yes, it's the fake news. They're part of the system. That is the system that you're actually seeing today. When people go, are you surprised that Diddy was running a pedo ring? He's involved? No. Not really surprised, because it's part of the system. It was always there. These things just didn't pop up. You're just being allowed to see it now. You see, what happened was, when Trump took control, he took control away from the deep state. And he's allowing, because investigations have been going on, he's allowing people to see all of this. He's allowing the people to understand what this system is, that it's been hidden from you for a very long time. And you need to understand the system to take the country back. And he needed to wake the people up. And this is why we are now heading into a period of time where we're going to head into darkness. And I do believe, just like with COVID, and that was put into place for a specific reason. One of the reasons was, yes, for the deep state to cheat in the election. The other reason is he needed the deep state actually to cheat in the election. He needed to take control of the country. I'm talking about Trump. And he needed to bring the military into the fold. So, yes, there are certain things that need to happen. And people go, why would this have to happen? I don't understand this. Why couldn't he just go into military? Because we would have a civil war. And people wouldn't really understand it. People wouldn't really believe him. And they would think that this is crazy talk. And remember, at that point, he didn't have full control. Yes, he was in the White House, but he didn't have full control over everything that's going on today, which I do believe in some respects he does. So again, he needed the people. You see, without the people, yeah, he could sit there with the military. He could sit there in the White House. But if you don't have the people, you don't have a country. So how do you get the people on your side? You got to show them. You got to bring them through this period of darkness, that there's despair and heaviness around you, and it's awful, and I don't like it. And people, a lot of people never experienced this. Some people have experienced this, but when you feel it, just like during COVID, remember when you felt like, oh my God, all hope is gone. I don't understand what's going on here. Why is this happening? Well, now we're going to go through this once again. But it's not for those people that are already awake. It's for those people that haven't woken up yet. And this is a lot of the D's. And the people must see who the destroyers are and who the peacemakers are. And this is going to be the separation of the two. So as we go through this period of time, you're going to see war being built up, which you're already starting to see. And you could see that there are more troops heading out to the Middle East. You could see a lot of things are changing right now, and it's happening very, very rapidly, because this is how it begins. And once again, yes, we could tell people that's going to be war. I mean, even people that know war is coming, you still don't believe it, because it's hard to believe because you don't see it happening. Just like if somebody told you back in 2017 COVID was going to happen, you'd say, no way. I don't see that happening. Where's COVID? You really think a virus is going to shut down the world? That's ridiculous. Not with the technology we have today. Do you really think people would just line up and stick their arm out and get a bioweapon into the arm? People would say that would never happen. Why? Because what type of medication are you on? What's your diet? What other illnesses do you have? I mean, doctors, they have to go down this whole checklist before they give you any type of medication. People wouldn't believe it. But here we are today. The same thing's going to happen right now. And people aren't going to believe. Even if you tell them, they're not going to believe. But again, we're approaching this period of time. And I do believe Trump, he needs to wake the rest of the population up. And he needs the people to start to think logically. Because if we're going to take back this country, you need to see it all. And that's what he's showing you. Now, is he going to go down the rabbit hole and show you every single thing? No, I think it would destroy the entire country and the world. But I think you're going to see enough to really say, you know what? Enough is enough. And all those people that haven't believed are going to start to believe. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Kamala Harris, because she's in a bit of trouble here, because once again, her poll numbers are dropping like a rock. And they're trying to cover it up. And you can see even the pollsters right now, that entire phase of them really manipulating, well, it's starting to fall apart because they have to come back in line and they have to come back a little bit to reality because we're getting closer and closer to the presidential election. So what are they doing? They're backing off a little bit. They got to come in line because we're getting closer. So they're dropping their fake stats a little bit to make it look more reasonable as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because it's not going to make sense as the poll numbers continually drop for Kamala and people see the rallies for Trump and people start to talk and people start to see that, hey, wait a minute, no one's showing up at the rallies. Nobody's showing at all these places. It's the same people that are being bussed in. You see, sooner or later, people see it. And you can see that she's desperate right now, because what is she doing? She's going to the border. And people know that she's never gone to the border before. Even the other time that she went to the border, she actually really didn't go to the border. She went to the northern border of Texas, but she actually didn't go to the border. Now she has to go to the border. Why? Because the elections are here. And what's very interesting is that CNN actually called her out on this. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, boom, CNN Eva McKen just demolished Kamala's I'm tough on the border routine. So for her to go down there and characterize herself as a tough on the border, it isn't consistent with a lot of the policy positions that she previously has espoused. And she's absolutely right. You think the everyday American doesn't realize this? Of course they do. Just like the American people realize that Haitians are being brought into Ohio and many other areas. And yes, there's a lot of police reports where, yes, these people are eating animals. And there's reports from other places that pets have gone missing. And right on schedule, which we talked about yesterday, all of a sudden we had this Haitian group and they decided to file a criminal charge against Trump and Vance. But what did we come to find out? And Laura Loomer put this out and said that, hey, by the way, the lawyer hired by the Haitian Bridge Alliance who filed the criminal charges against Trump and J.D. Vance, well, it just so happens that she's a close friend of Kamala. Is anyone really surprised about this? Absolutely not. And when you look at Kamala and everything that her administration is doing, everything is one gigantic lie and everything is fake. And you could see this throughout the criminal syndicate. Everything that they've told you in the past was one gigantic lie. It was all fake to keep you off track. And they coordinate this. Yes, they do coordinate this with the fake news, with all the TV personalities, because all these people are involved. It's almost like going into the small town of Nowhereville, and this small town, it is controlled by a criminal enterprise. They control the judges. The mayor is controlled or part of the criminal enterprise. The prosecutors, the news, all the different agencies within this small little tiny town. So anything that comes out of the town, like from the news there, to convince you of something. And then you have prosecutors, you have other people, they're all backing it up because they're all part of the system and they don't want you to know the truth. It's the same thing that's happening in the government today, within the system that they've created. They don't want you to know the truth. So all these people must lie. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he called out Stephen Colbert. And this is what he put out on Truth. I briefly watched an interview with Stephen Colbert on a highly government-subsidized PBS and found it fascinating for only one reason. Why would they be wasting time and the public's money on this complete and total loser? He is not funny, which he gets paid far too much to be. He is not wise. He is very boring. And his show is dying from a complete lack of viewers. Gutfeld on cable is killing him. CBS should terminate his contract and pick almost anyone right off the street who would do better for far less money. Or I could recommend someone much more talented and smarter who would do it for free. The good news for Stephen is that the two dopes on NBC and ABC are not much better than him. And what's very interesting is, once again, he's part of the system and he's calling him out. Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said, since Trump shined a light on Stephen Colbert, remember when Stephen joked about sacrificing a baby to some sort of demonic creature? Yeah, totally normal. Trump knows his secrets. That's why Colbert is one that screams the loudest against him. These people are sick. And yes, it is one gigantic pedophilia network. It's one gigantic satanic network. It's all part of their criminal system. And it's falling apart right in front of their eyes. And they're trying to protect it as best they possibly can. But in the end, it's going to turn out that they've all been liars, that they've been feeding you a lie. And you're going to come to learn that Epstein, Diddy Jr., and many other honeypots around the country and around the world, they're all involved in this. When Trump tells the story of human trafficking and women trafficking and child trafficking, saying that this is a very big thing, he's talking about their network. It's happening right under your nose. And this is part of their system. I mean, when they talk about all the tons of baby oil that they found with Diddy, do you really think it's baby oil? Most likely, it's probably drugs or young children that they're actually talking about. We don't know which it is yet, but it's not baby oil. I mean, really think about that for a second. And think about all the things that the FBI is sitting on right now. Diddy's blackmail tapes, Jeffrey Epstein's client list, Hunter Biden's laptop, Seth Rich's laptop, Wiener's laptop. What's on all of this? When are they going to release it? I do believe timing is very, very important. And again, when you're actually showing the world who the criminals are, like Biden and Obama, Hillary Clinton, a lot of the people in Hollywood, a lot of people in the sports organizations, yes, people hear it. They hear that they're criminals. They hear that they've done bad things. And people say, well, you know, maybe that's okay. But then all of a sudden you bring in, they're involved in Epstein. They went down there multiple times. They were at Diddy's parties multiple times with young children, boys and girls. These are children or young adults that have been trafficked into this area where they've been raped and held as prisoner. Does it change your perspective on all of these people? Does it change the way you look at everyone? Of course it does. A lot of people will say, yeah, maybe he has shell companies. Yeah, maybe he was laundering money. Well, wait a minute. He went to Diddy's party how many times? And these are the pictures? Remember, Adam Schiff is already warning everyone that when you see this, it's just AI. Nobody comes out and says this unless they're involved, unless they're trying to cover something up. So when you see videos, when you see pictures of maybe people that you know, people that you might have looked up to in Hollywood and said, I can't believe, you're going to be shocked in what you're seeing. And that's the whole point of it. It's to wake people up, to make people understand who these people truly are and what they've been doing this entire time and how they've been lying to you this entire time. Remember, this is their criminal syndicate. It's not just one little area. It's not just, oh, it's DC. It's their entire system, which is banned across this country and around the world. This is what Trump and the Patriots have been bringing down. I do believe there's been operations behind the scenes like no one could ever imagine. Do you really think all this information that's coming out today is just It's just because it's coming out. Do you think the deep state would ever allow it? Absolutely not. Believe me, this is not part of their 16-year plan. But you know what is part of their 16-year plan? Confiscating your weapons, opening the borders, destroying the economy, bring us to war. That's part of their 16-year plan. And when you look at the other countries, yes, the 16-year plan applies to those countries outside of the U.S., like Australia, like Europe, and the countries within Europe, I should say, like Canada. And remember going back in time when Trudeau said, no, no, we just want to confiscate or we want to get rid of the assault weapons. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. But he said, that's all we want. And then all of a sudden he came out and said, hey, we're going to take your pistols too. Well, they started a federal firearm buyback program and it cost the taxpayers $67 million. And you know, they haven't actually collected a single gun with $67 million. And they've already spent something like $11 million of it. It feels like it's another money laundering scheme once again. This is all the deep state knows how to do. They just launder money all over the place. And once again, this is what Trump is actually exposing and bringing down. It's not just here in the U.S., but it's around the world. And there's a lot of leaders that are actually assisting in all of this. But you could see the deep state players, they're actually pushing us now into war. This is part of their 16-year plan. And they're going to push very, very hard. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They know this is the direction that they're going to head in. And this is why Trump, going way, way back, said that I can actually have peace. I see war coming. And as we get closer to the presidential election, we're starting to see things heat up right now. Disclosed TV put this out and said, U.S. troops have been deployed to Cyprus for possible evacuation operations of American citizens from Lebanon. Why are they evacuating people from Lebanon? Why are more troops heading out into this area? Because Israel has now hit Hezbollah targets in Lebanon for a third consecutive day. And the army chief is telling troops on the border that the aim is to prepare for their possible entry into Lebanon. So they're striking Lebanon because they're getting ready to go into Lebanon. Remember, this is about a cleanup operation, just like Russia went into Ukraine. They're cleaning up the state-funded terrorist group. They're cleaning up the deep state players. And what the deep state is going to try to do is they're going to try to kick off war with all of this that we're seeing right now. NATO right now is preparing a plan for a huge number of casualties in case of World War III scenario with Russia this decade. So they're planning on something, and Putin, he just made an announcement saying that aggression against Russia by any non-nuclear state, but with the participation or support of a nuclear state, is proposed to be considered as their joint attack on the Russian Federation. So if there is any state that's non-nuclear, but is being supported by a nuclear state, that is a nuclear attack on Russia, and Russia can now use nuclear weapons on that non-nuclear state. So they just changed their rules of engagement. Think about what has just been done right now. So the question in the end is, are you going to want war or are you going to want peace? Actually, Travis put this out and said, endless wars or affordable groceries. That's a choice this November. And they show out in Pennsylvania, everyone signing missiles. I mean, Zelensky came to America and, like Trump says, he's the best salesman ever. He walked away with billions of dollars, more weapons, and we have people signing missiles. Trump, he was in Pennsylvania, and he was paying for people's groceries because they're just way too expensive. What do you think people are going to choose in the end? They're going to choose peace. They're going to choose this country over what the deep state actually wants. And I think it's going to become very, very clear as time goes on. But you could see Iran, China, Russia, they're all preparing for war. NATO is preparing for war. More troops are going into the Middle East. And we'll be talking about China's cyber attack in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo, remember he was testifying in front of Congress about how he threw sick people into nursing homes to kill them. What came out of this is that Andrew Cuomo tried to inappropriately influence a top aide's testimony during a congressional investigation into his administration's disastrous mandate that forced COVID-19 patients into nursing homes that killed those people in nursing homes. So witness Jim Malhotra said the 66-year-old ex-governor made him uncomfortable by calling and texting him as the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Pandemic probed the March 25, 2020 must-admit order for nursing homes. So the House COVID panel revealed in a memo earlier this month that Cuomo had reached out to Malhotra to check in at least once during the course of their investigation. But in the addendum to the memo, text messages and a letter from Malhotra show Cuomo reached out to his ex-aide three times since early 2021 and always within 48 hours of the Select Subcommittee taking a specific action in its nursing home investigation. Let's talk about our health and protecting ourselves. Things are getting strange. We witnessed some alarming events recently, including that many believed to be an orchestrated assassination attempt. Meanwhile, CrowdStrike, owned by BlackRock, faced a massive global outage, supposedly due to a software update. It's clear these people will do anything to stay in power. But let's shift gears and talk about something proactive you can do for your safety. I read countless reviews from the brands I partner with, and this five-star review about the wellness company's medical emergency kit really stood out. Deborah from Texas was recently hit by Hurricane Beryl. During the chaos, her town lost power. There was no cell service. Access to doctors or pharmacies was impossible. Thankfully, she had the wellness company's emergency medical kit. It helped her manage a major infection when traditional medical help was out of reach. This kit is a lifesaver. It comes with 8 proven medications, including Z-Pak, amoxicillin, ivermectin. Each prescription is accompanied by a medical board-approved guidebook, making self-care straightforward and effective. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit from the wellness company today and be prepared for whatever comes your way. Getting one of these kits is like having an urgent care ready when you need it, right in the comfort of your own home. Get yours now by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. That is twc.health/x22. Use code x22 to get $30 off, or just click the link in the description. So was he trying to manipulate what this individual said? I do believe so. Remember, just because they tell you things on TV and they look like, oh, yeah, I'm completely innocent. They're not. They're liars. They've always been liars. They're criminals. Criminals lie. And they lie right to your face. And once they get caught, you know what they do? They lie again. They can't stop lying. It's a disease, because this is what criminals do. They always lie to your face. And they make it seem like it's very, very truthful. They're very, very good at it. But it is completely and utterly falling apart. I mean, since we're talking about liars, Michael Cohen. So Michael Cohen is out there saying that he's going to be leaving the country if Trump wins. He's going to leave the country and change his name. Now, think about why all these people are saying all of this. You think they're just saying it because, oh, if Trump wins, I just don't want to be here? No, they're saying it because they realize of all the things that they've done, all the things that they've done criminally. And they know that Trump, and not just Trump, see, they think Trump is going to come after him. No, it's going to be all these attorney generals, all these prosecutors who are following the rule of law. They're the ones that are going to be going after these people because they broke the law. And the reason why they're saying they're going to leave this country is because they don't want to go to jail. So they're going to flee and most likely go to countries where there's no extradition. And just like Michael Cohen, they're going to want to change their name because they want to hide. This is why they're saying they really want to leave, because they know that if they didn't commit a crime, there'd be no reason to leave. The only reason you would leave is because you're guilty of something and you're on the run. Wait, isn't that what criminals do? Don't they run? Don't they change their identity so they're not caught? This is what they're actually really saying when they say these things. So when you hear people like Ellen, when you hear people like Oprah, or when you hear people like Joy Behar and others, they must have skeletons in their closet. And they're telling you that I gotta run. And I got to change my identity because I don't want to be caught for the crimes that I've committed. That's what they're really telling you. And what's very interesting is that they have committed many, many crimes in this country. I mean, they committed an insurrection in this country. Many of these individuals and those people that backed up the narrative that it was Trump and Trump supporters that actually had the insurrection, they were also involved in the insurrection. And what's very interesting is that MSNBC, they tried to ask voters about January 6th, and I think they got a very, very surprising response from the voters. The voters just don't care. They really don't believe what happened on January 6th. Take a listen to what they said here.
Talk to me about your level of interest in the criminal charges and so forth.
February 6th?
January 6th.
January 6th. So I remember that day. I know he was the standing president. I'm not familiar with the charges that are being brought against him for that. I'm not following that charge or the. No, there's multiple court cases going on. I'm just not familiar with it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a factor in deciding who to vote for.
No.
Okay, so when I say January 6th, what do you think?
Oh, I just remember seeing it on the news, like all the riots and stuff. Don't really know what it was about or what happened, though.
How did it make you feel when you saw it?
I don't know. I don't really feel any way about it. People showed their emotion, I guess. Probably in the wrong way, but it happened.
Who here is...
So their entire narrative for January 6th is completely and utterly falling apart. But it doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to try it again. You know that this January 6th that's coming up in 2025, you know what's going to have a mass casualty event. That's what's going to happen. They're going to try to stage us once again, but this time they're going to try to pull out all the stops because, again, this is the final battle. And you can see that Kamala Harris, she's not going to bring them over the finish line the way they thought she was going to. Most likely they never thought she was going to bring them over the finish line. They knew that she was never going to be able to get the poll numbers. They knew that she was pretty much dead in the water. But this is all they had. Because remember, can you imagine if they just said, okay, Biden's out. We're going to a completely different candidate. And we're skipping over Kamala Harris. How do you think the entire country would handle that? That would be very, very difficult. So they have to do it in very, very small steps. So they had to bring in Kamala, even though she's not a very strong candidate. Actually, she's a very, very weak candidate. Her poll numbers are in the dirt. And they would have to use her until they couldn't use her anymore. Maybe they'll keep her to the very, very end. But I think she's going to run her course and they might have to drop her if they have the ability to do this. And what's very interesting is Tom Cotton put this out and said, Kamala wants to abolish the filibuster, but here's the letter she signed as senator pledging to support the filibuster to ensure the Senate continues to serve as the world's greatest deliberative body. So basically, she's just flip-flopping all over the place to appease her masters, to appease all of these people. So can you really believe what she says? Absolutely not. And Jeff Clark, he's been actually tracking down her actual cases. Because remember, just a couple days ago, we mentioned Jeff Clark. And he says there is no evidence whatsoever that she's prosecuted any of these transnational criminals or anything like that. So he's been looking for appeals. He's been looking for through the cases. He's trying to find out, what did she actually do? Because she keeps mentioning it. And this is what he put out on X. Yesterday, I had promised my followers to run a search to see if Kamala Harris had ever argued any appeals, ever, even just one. I got busy, but I have now completed the task. The short answer is no, never. I could not find any evidence she had ever argued an appeal. I challenge her to cite to the records in such a case and explain why it is not captured in Westlaw, which is the most comprehensive electronic search service in existence. Here's the search I ran in Westlaw, which other lawyers with access to Westlaw can readily replicate. And he lists everything. So the question is, why doesn't she have anything in Westlaw? Something doesn't make sense. Did she lie again to the people? I mean, she keeps repeating all this information, just like she worked at McDonald's. And then all of a sudden that was debunked and nobody retracted, nobody apologized, nobody said anything. They just love to lie, don't they? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that all of a sudden, we had this organization, National Law Enforcement Group, they just endorsed Kamala Harris for president, which is very interesting because the FBI said, hey, crime is down 3%. And then all of a sudden, we had this endorsement. You think this was timed? So people are reading this. People are looking at this going, holy crap, she just got endorsed by the National Law Enforcement Group? Oh, she must be doing things right. But then as you dig a little bit deeper and you look at this organization, you come to find out that this organization, it was just created. It says the group Police Leaders for Community Safety was created in 2024 as a nonpartisan 501c4. So it was just created, and that's kind of odd. But the other thing that's really odd is that this organization is comprised of former law enforcement members. The chairwoman, Riesling, is the former chief of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police. So she's a former campus cop. This organization was just founded in June of this year. It is completely a prefab outfit designed to generate a favorable headline for Harris, done in the hopes of countering Trump's backing by the legitimate police organization in existence for generations. So they just made something up, and basically a mall cop is heading it up? I mean, really think about this for a second. This is how low they're going to go. They're just going to create things to make it seem like she's popular. So let's put all this into perspective right now. They fake the polls using their propaganda outlets because that's really what they are. They're not telling you the truth. They bus in the people. They pay the people from the outside to come in, and they keep bringing in the same people to her rallies. They pay for entertainers to bring the people in. They make up groups to endorse Kamala. She lies about working at McDonald's. She lies about her cases. Is anything real about her? No, it is not. But don't worry. She's going to do a one-on-one interview. She doesn't need her father there, which is Waltz. She could do it on her own. Of course, it's not going to be live. Of course, it's going to be taped. Of course, it's going to be edited. And who is she having the interview with? Oh, of course, MSNBC, Stephanie Ruhle. So recall that Stephanie Ruhle recently said journalists don't need to ask Kamala Harris any legitimate questions before Americans go to the polls to vote. That is very interesting. Why not? That makes no sense whatsoever. So why is she doing this? Because they're panicking. Her polls are dropping. Sean Davis responded to this and said, there's a reason Kamala Harris agreed to be interviewed by Stephanie Ruhle. Ruhle is a corrupt Democrat partisan who will choreograph everything for Harris's benefit, and Harris is simply too stupid to provide unscripted answers to non-powder puff questions. And he's absolutely right. So let's see. She wanted another debate with Trump. If she won the debate, why does she need another one? Oh, that's right. She didn't win the debate. Her poll numbers are dropping, so she needs another debate with Trump so people see her. She's going to the border. Why? Because she's never visited the border. Her poll numbers are dropping, and she's trying to say, hey, by the way, I look at the internal polls. I know everyone's for the border, so I got to go to the border to convince everyone I'm on your side. She's doing a solar interview because everyone's saying that you're not doing an interview. And she's not doing it live because she can't do things live. It has to be scripted. It has to be edited. And she's doing this because she's panicking because people are saying that you're not doing interviews. So she's going to show everyone she's doing an interview. But again, it's in her safe little bubble because she's panicking because her poll numbers are dropping. This is why she is doing all of these things. She is panicked. They, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they are panicked. Sooner or later, they're going to have to make a call. Do we keep her in or do we remove her? Because with her poll numbers right now, there's no way that they're going to be able to create and print as many ballots as they're going to need. Because again, if she's polling at 10%, 20%, 30%, let's say, do you really think they can print and create enough ballots to make up the difference to beat Trump? This is why Trump is continually saying it's too big to rig. The only way that they can actually pull this off is they have to bring someone in that has halfway decent popularity and have someone that can actually pull the voters in. Now, they can keep her. Maybe they won't have the ability to swap her out. And this is why they have a pre-plan and a post-plan. But what they'll do is they will remove Biden. Biden might step down, say, oh, I can't fulfill my duties. They will make her the acting president. They'll look at the poll numbers and they'll realize, crap, that didn't do anything because she's been in the administration and now she's the acting president. And we really didn't get that much of a bump up because she wasn't popular before. She's still not popular. It's not working. And now it's actually probably worse. So they'll have to make a decision in what they're going to do. And we'll have to see how that all plays out, because once again, they're going to try before the elections to, you know, cheat any way they possibly can. And once they realize they can't pull this off and Trump has the winning vote, that's when they'll stop him on the back end. At least they'll try. It doesn't mean they're going to succeed. I believe they're going to fail big time. But you could see they're going to try to remove Trump at every chance that they have. And this is why they released that bounty letter from Routh, because now they're signaling the assassin teams it's time to finish this if we possibly can. And they want Trump to feel under pressure every step of the way. But I do believe what Trump has right now is the military intelligence. It's being fed in. They're tracking all of this right now. And this is becoming more and more difficult as time goes on for them. It doesn't mean they're not going to try. They will. And you might see another incident happen. But I do believe it will be stopped before anything occurs. Now, since we're talking about the Secret Service and assassinations, it seems that Josh Hawley, from a whistleblower, he found out new information. And this is what he put out on X. A whistleblower tells me the Secret Service denied the Trump campaign the resources and manpower for a rally in Wisconsin. That contradicts Roe, who said Trump, Harris, and Biden were all getting the same protection. Harris held a Wisconsin rally last week. So Hawley pointed out that during the press conference on September 20th, Roe had claimed that Trump was getting the highest level of Secret Service protection. So the whistleblower is actually countering his argument here. Hey, can anyone say inside job? Can anyone say this was an operation? Because that's what it's starting to look like. And I think people are starting to understand and realize this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the individual that's actually investigating all this from the FBI is Jeff Veltri. And he is a rabid Trump hater. And he's leading the investigation into the second attempt of Trump. So do you really think he's really investigation, or is he put in a place to cover up everything that was done? Because this was an operation, of course. And again, this was probably their confidential human source that, or their patsy that they use to carry out this operation. So he's put in a place to basically cover up everything that's going on. And remember, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI, they admitted that Routh was on a watch list of Americans who traveled to fight with Ukraine. The people on the watch list were supposed to be scrutinized and tracked when they re-entered the U.S. However, he just happened to fall through the cracks, thereby giving him space and opportunity to carry out his long-planned assassination attempt against Trump. But when you really look at this, there's a very consistent pattern of names registered with the FBI as potential threats to the homeland who fall through the cracks, including the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston Marathon, Tashfeen Malik, the San Bernardino terrorist, Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub. It is always the crack fallers who seemingly end up carrying out their endeavors. And we can name a lot more. So do you really think this person actually fell through the crack? Or did they need this person to be the patsy and fulfill an operation? This person fulfilled an operation. Now, there is an ironic twist to all of this, because Routh now has been brought up on firearm charges, of course. This made the case federal. And now an indictment has come back from Miami, and they have charged him with attempted assassination of a former president. So now a judge has been assigned, and guess who the judge is? It's Judge Aileen Cannon. You know, the individual that's been working on the classified documents who shut down Jack Smith, she's going to be handling this case. So this is very interesting, but these are the 5-count indictment charges that they actually placed on Routh. Attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate, possessing a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence, assaulting a federal officer, felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. And remember, he didn't go to a store and do a background check to get this weapon. So the question is, where's all the gun control people? Aren't they concerned about this? That he had a weapon with an obliterated serial number? He didn't get a background check? That he got it on the black market? And he tried to assassinate the president? Now, where are all the gun control people? Do you see anybody? Where have they been? Are they picketing? Are they marching? Do you have the Hollywood people out there? Do you have anyone? Is the fake news doing it? Nobody. Complete and utter silence. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And the other question is, number one, how is this guy offering $150,000? There's reports that he has pretty much no money. He doesn't have any money. But he's got the biggest law firm in Pittsburgh to actually defend him. How is he affording this? Who's flipping the bill for all of this? Do they want to keep him quiet? This was never supposed to happen. Remember, he was supposed to be in Mexico by now. Do you think his entire operation was intercepted by maybe the good guys? Because Trump knew what their plan was? And Trump, he was actually out in North Carolina, and he was letting everyone know that, hey, you know something? Maybe we should look into the father's phone, which is Ralph. Maybe we should look at his communications. Apple, can we do this? We need to find out who's he's been communicating with. Same thing with Crooks. Who's he been communicating with? How come all these people have all these different phones and all these different encrypted accounts and everything? Who are they communicating with? I think we all know the answer to that question. This, just like the other one, was an operation. Who's behind it? Do you really think it's Iran, or do you think it originates here in this country? Yes, they might offload it through Iran to make it look good, but where do you think the source comes from? You think it's the CIA? Do you think it's the FBI? Absolutely. This was an operation just like the first assassination attempt, and it's coming from within this country. Now, what's very interesting, it just so happened, and what's very interesting about this is that Trump said he didn't want to receive any intelligence from the clowns. He says, I don't need it, because he was getting his information other places, which I do believe it is the military, and others who still have clearance. But they decided, and I'm talking about the clowns, they decided to give him some information. Isn't that interesting how they decided to do this publicly? But Trump, his campaign, responded to this and said, President Trump was briefed earlier today by the Office of Director of National Intelligence regarding real and specific threats from Iran to assassinate him in an effort to destabilize and sow chaos in the United States. You think they're putting this narrative out there for a specific reason? I do believe so. Intelligence officials have identified that these continued and coordinated attacks have heightened in the past few months, and law enforcement officials across all agencies are working to ensure Trump is protected and the election is free from interference. Let's translate that. They're making sure he isn't protected, and they want Iran and other countries to interfere in the election. Make no mistake, the terror regime in Iran loves the weakness of Kamala Harris and is terrified of the strength and resolve of Trump. He will let nothing to stop him or get in his way to fight for the American people and to make America great again. Steve Chung, Trump campaign communication director. Then Trump put this out. Big threats on my life by Iran. The entire U.S. military is watching and waiting. That is very interesting. How does he know this? Does he have connections to the military? He's not the president, right? Or is he the commander in chief? Moves were already made by Iran that didn't work out, but they will try again. Not a good situation for anyone. I am surrounded by more men, guns, and weapons than I have ever seen before. Thank you to Congress for unanimously approving far more money to Secret Service. Zero, no votes, strictly bipartisan. Nice to see Republicans and Democrats get together on something. An attack on a former president is a death wish for the attacker. And what's very interesting, since they just did this, all of a sudden stories are coming out that, hey, Obama was just that close to a shooter that was trying to take him out. Now, all of a sudden, stories are coming out that other former presidents, they were very, very close to being gunned down. That's very interesting. But clandestine, I think he sums this up. Biden's DNI briefed Trump on alleged Iranian attempts to assassinate him. Color me skeptical. The intelligence community never release anything unless it benefits them. Sounds like they are attempting to blame Iran for CIA Democrat attempts to assassinate Trump. They would never willingly release the intelligence to Trump. They want him dead. My guess is they are seeking to deceive the public and blame Iran to prevent the masses from connecting the dots and blaming the Dems, CIA. This is not to say I support Iran, but this reeks of classic CIA subterfuge. And given the intelligence community never tell us the truth about anything, I strongly doubt they abruptly grew some integrity. Not buying it. No, they released this on purpose. They released the letter from Ralph on purpose because that set everything in motion. Now They have to show that Iran is involved in this. They're going to interfere in the election. They're going to try to assassinate Trump. And they're building the narrative that the elections are going to be manipulated. So you could see how this is already building. And of course, this is also going to bring us to what? World War III. Remember who backs Iran? Russia. Remember who backs Iran? China. Remember who Iran, Russia, China are allies with? North Korea. Everyone's seeing how this is all now fitting together and who's directly involved with Iran. Oh, isn't that Obama? Absolutely. Kash Patel says, my question, how long has the Harris intelligence community known about these threats? Did they brief Trump in a timely fashion? And was Congress briefed? Good questions. I doubt any of that. But think about it. Who was the individual that actually decided to give this information to Trump? This was Avril Haines. Who's Avril Haines? Julie Kelly explains. The woman in the yellow square in this picture, who surrounds Obama, is Avril Haines. To the left is Susan Rice. To the right is currently Deputy AG Lisa Monaco. Rice called Haines and Monaco her sisters. Haines is now Biden's DNI. She briefed Trump yesterday on Iranian threats against him. In her first act as Biden DNI, Haines issued a report on the heightened threat of domestic violent extremists, i.e. Trump supporters, in March of 2021. She cited January 6. She worked directly for who? John Brennan. She attended his secret meetings in the White House in 2016 to concoct the Russia collusion hoax. Is there an Iranian threat against Trump? Is there any reason to trust Haines or this ODNI? Absolutely not. Do you think they're up to something? Absolutely. But you know what the people know? The people know that it's not Iran. It's the deep state players. Paul Bedard put this out and said, most expected third assassination attempt and blame Harris and Biden. Rasmussen polls 75% of GOP, 56% of Dems, 64% of independents think it's at least somewhat likely there'll be another assassination attempt on Trump. And who's to blame? Harris and Biden. Who's actually doing it? The criminal syndicate. And yes, they always need a patsy. They're not going to do it themselves. They're not going to say, hey, by the way, I'm the CIA, FBI, and I'm here to assassinate you. That's why they have all these patsies. That's why they have crooks. That's why they have Ralph. Now they're using Iran, and they're offloading this, and that's their cover story. This is how it's done. And Trump, he was giving a speech out in North Carolina, and he says that, listen, if he were president right now, and Iran was threatening the life of his political opponent, he would promise that if you do anything to harm this person, we're going to blow your largest cities and country itself to smithereens. I think he just sent Iran a message. And that is very, very interesting. But let's see what Iran does. And let's see what the deep state players do, because I do believe they are now preparing and getting ready for chaos, war, and election manipulation slash chaos. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Smartmatic, they decided to reduce their damage bill by $1 billion against Newsmax. So Smartmatic voluntarily reduced its claim for damages by over $1 billion because it seeks to hide from the jury key evidence. So the Delaware court has so far approved keeping this critical evidence from the jury, provided that Smartmatic does not argue that it has lost any business opportunities after December 31st, 2023. So what doesn't Smartmatic want out there? I mean, they don't want this information out there, so they're willing to give up $1 billion. I think this should be allowed. I think the people should know. You mean that their system cheats in the election? Just like Dominion, maybe? That's very, very interesting. But you could see the fake polls, the manipulated polls, they're now backing off of what they've done to build Kamala up, which really didn't work. Because now as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, it's very, very difficult to keep the illusion alive, because what's going to happen is as we get closer to the election, people just aren't going to believe it. So what they're doing now is they're backing off. So the national poll by Queenie Piak, they put this out and says Trump 48, Harris 47. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the first time since they started keeping track that there are more Republicans than Democrats, and it's solely because of Trump. And he shows a Gallup poll. And in this Gallup poll, it shows that Trump now is up 48, Kamala's down 45. And this is the first time going back even past 92. So once again, you could see they are now modifying everything. And actually, DC Drano explains, he says, want to know the reason Trump's doing better in polls that now show him winning almost every swing state? Spoiler alert, he was winning the whole time by more than these polls show. The pro-Kamala polls in August were suppression polls designed to demoralize, but they didn't work. And now we get closer to Election Day. These pollsters need to slowly inch closer towards the real number so they aren't utterly humiliated on Election Day. And he's absolutely right. They're playing the game. And what's very interesting is we're starting to see very interesting cyber attacks. The U.S. Capitol was hit by a large-scale dark web cyber attack. Passwords were leaked through staffers signing up for adult websites and dating apps. So they've been using their Capitol email address to sign up and using their passwords. Now it's leaked all over the dark web. But the most interesting cyber attack comes from China. So hackers linked to the Chinese government have broken into a handful of U.S. internet service providers in recent months in pursuit of sensitive information. And the hacking campaign, called Salt Typhoon by investigators, hasn't previously been publicly disclosed and is the latest in a series of incursions that U.S. investigators have linked to China in recent years. And the intrusion is a sign of the stealthy success of Beijing's massive digital army of cyber spies that have been breaking into valuable computer networks in the U.S. and around the globe. So if they got into ISP providers, have they planted malware in these providers? Can they shut down communications? Maybe. But this is very concerning right now, because think about what's on the horizon right now. We can see we're moving into a period of time where they're going to try to manipulate the elections. We're moving into a period of time where they're trying to kick off war. They're moving into a time where they're trying to eliminate Trump. And you could see how this is all coming together right now. And they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to stop Trump. Remember, the criminal syndicate is against Trump. This is their only chance to stop him. And I don't mean it's just the election. Even after the election, they have this window of opportunity to try to stop him. Remember, when Reagan got elected, they shot him, you know, a little bit afterwards. Same thing with Abraham Lincoln. Same thing with Kennedy. So it doesn't mean it ends as soon as Trump becomes the president. They will still try. They will do whatever they possibly can. But I do believe he'll be protected like no other president, because the military will be controlling the situation. I do believe we're coming full circle with the military, where the military was able to be on U.S. soil back in January 6th of 2021. And here we are in 2024. I do believe the military right now has the ability to feed Trump information and to protect him at the same exact time. But the other thing that's very interesting as we approach the elections is that the mail-in voting in three key swing states is now catching up to the Democrats. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, in Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina, all have seen a rightward trend in mail-in voting requests compared to the same point in 2020. The Democrat lead has declined in all three of these areas. And what's very interesting about this, remember going back to 2021, people came in person to vote, and all of a sudden the machines broke down? Did this happen in the midterms too? Well, Stephen Miller put this out on X and said, for those GOP voters waiting till Election Day to vote, remember when the election machines all suddenly broke in Arizona GOP precincts on Election Day? Vote early. So again, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to try to stop people from voting. So he's telling people to vote early. I mean, if you can't, you got to go to the voting center. But again, you could see all the different tactics that they use. And we have to remember, I do believe there are operations that are going on right now. And this is why you see the information coming out about the human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia networks, Diddy, Epstein, and the rest. And I do believe that there are other individuals that have been investigating. And I wouldn't be surprised if Durham, Huber, and others, they were used to have the enemy look this way and drip out the information while the real investigations were happening in a completely and utter direction. And that reminds me of post 4773, September 26. It says, Durham, true start. Durham takeover, Huber. Select parts, R.E. Clinton Foundation. What if there's another prosecutor outside of D.C. assigned by Sessions with the same mandate authority? What happens if there's another individual that has been doing this, but this individual is not brought out into the light? I wouldn't be surprised if that's happening right now. I wouldn't be surprised if all this information that's being brought out now is because of certain indictments that are now being acted upon, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this actually sums up what we're seeing, and Sabretooth Duke put this out. It says, and this is actually from Post 725. It says, we cannot simply start arresting without first ensuring the safety and well-being of the population. Shifting the narrative, removing those in D.C. through resignation to ensure success, defeating ISIS, MS-13 to prevent failsafes, freezing assets to remove network-to-network abilities, kill off chain of command to prevent top-down comms, org, etc., should not be participating in discussions. So they just couldn't go around and arrest everyone. Because again, think about the first line. They needed to make sure that the population was safe. And I do believe Trump, what he did was, he actually put the plan into motion, making sure the military would be able to keep the majority of the population safe. Now, I'm not saying this is on a micro level, what's happening in New York City or Chicago. Again, you can't control everything that goes on in the country. What you can control is the macro level, and you can make sure that the general population is not hurt, like with a nuclear bomb or something like that. The micro level is a little bit difficult. Remember, you have the authorities in these different locations. So when you see the illegals come in, when you see what's happening, this is up to your community. This is up to your city to make sure that people are safe. They can't protect every single person on a one-off basis. It's completely and utterly impossible. But what Trump did, and which I do believe he did, is he was able to stop the deep state from hurting the population in general, almost like a 9/11, almost like maybe a dirty nuke, something like that. So when we talk about control, that's what we're talking about. And I do believe he did this first to make sure and then put everything into place to go after the deep state players. And I do believe there are investigations that are going on outside of the deep state's reach, and they're kept very, very secret right now. And I do believe this is why we're seeing a lot of this information being brought out into the open. And is Trump sitting there directing it? No. This has been planned for quite a while. There's other people involved. And I think even when Trump becomes president and all these people are brought up on charges, I don't think Trump's going to be saying charge this person, that charge that person. This is what the deep state wants you to think. But I think what's going to happen is this is going to happen in a grassroots type of situation where you're going to see certain attorney generals, certain prosecutors, the military. I think it's going to be spread out, and they're going to produce the crimes that these people have committed, those people that have committed treason at the highest level. You're going to see that coming from the military tribunals. The lesser crimes you're going to see coming from the local prosecutor's office or the attorney general's office. So I don't think you're going to see it in one location. This is what they want you to believe. I think you're going to see it from the people of this country, because the people, they're going to want accountability, and they're going to tell their prosecutors, their attorney generals who follow the rule of law, yes, if there is a crime that is being committed, these people must be held accountable. And this is why you hear all these people saying, I'm going to escape and leave this country. Now, of course, you're not going to hear Pelosi say that. You're not going to hear Soros say that. I mean, they will escape. They will probably run or take the easy way out. But I do believe in the end, we the people will have accountability. And I do believe Trump is the commander in chief, and the military is watching and waiting. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.